You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm pretty sure the first time we encountered each other is when you serenaded me at an open mic night, like, yeah, 4 years ago when I was in, yeah, my first year of uni and, yep, very,
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah. I get Comedy Fest?
Yeah, that, yeah, weird theatre that I don't even know if it's still open.
It's the Monte Cristo.
That's,
and
what
it's,
it was,
closed now.
Yeah,
because
that was sad.
It was such an awesome, weird venue. But yeah, no, yeah, yeah, that... that does ring a few bells. Yeah.
Frozen, I think.
No. I think it was Avril Lavigne. I think it was Avril Lavigne's girlfriend or something similar to that.
That was great, anyway.
Or was it How to Be a
Heartbreaker?
There's
footage of it on my Facebook somewhere from people in the audience.
Jesus, I'm...
comes up on my birthday quite regularly.
Great. I love it. Horrifying.
Anyway, so we're here, obviously, to talk about your new play.
Yes.
You better tell me a little bit about Jacinda.
It is a political / social drama set in the 3 weeks from the election night through to the confirmation of the Labour New Zealand First Greens coalition. And then it's the, like, summed up nice version, but it's a real messy show. Yeah, yeah, which is about kind of how society was kind of in its own weird little place of just being like, yeah, 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 yeah. Is it him or is it her? Like, who's, yeah, yeah, like, who is it? Yeah, yeah. Is it, like, red or is it blue? Is it, like, red, black, green, red, white? Yeah, yeah. It's about kind of how it was a whole big social thing at that time. And it was a mess. And, yeah, yeah. It is a messy show.
So it's
heaps of fun, though.
It's factual. It's based on what actually happened.
It's factual. Yeah, yeah. It has some real, like, fantastical elements in it. Yeah, yeah. It's like me attempting, like, I'm Angels in America. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except it's set here and it's, like, real. Like, it's a real, like, it's a messier, like, NZE. It's like a take on that show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And how
openly
did it all...
so, like, it's a... yeah. It's a... Yeah, yeah. It's essentially... It's that show, but messy and low rent.
Well, I mean, that's good, though. I mean, that's the Kiwi thing, right?
Yep.
How did
Number
it come about?
AY or some shit. I was like, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, because I think that often, yeah, yeah, you see shows put on, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like by acting schools, and they're not really fit for the, like, the like, actors in them. And I was like, okay, well, like, yeah, 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 yeah. It's like, and I was like, cool, yeah, 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 yeah. It'll be template, yeah, if I just write a whole show for them all, like, specifically. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it'll be easy, right? It's not easy. It is, it's very hard. No, but it's been fun, and it's been just like, cool, yeah, yeah. Is this, like, 16 actors who, like, all have, like, specific strengths and weaknesses? No, not strengths and weaknesses, just strengths.
Strengths.
And I've been like, cool, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we'll showcase all of them in an actual helpful sense, and not just like, here's a role since you have to have one because it's your grad show. And yeah, it'll be, so you're playing like three like randomish things, and have fun with that. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not actually helpful, and it's not like a good showcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so something I was gonna ask about is the process of knowing who you're writing for. Is it, would you recommend it, though? Was it easier than writing a show where you don't have any vision of who these people are going to be?
I found it challenging. It's easier if you know the... Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, who it is? And then you're like, cool, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, her show, it's all for her. No, but if it's 16 strangers, then you're just like, okay, yeah, 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 it has to suit all of them somehow.
Yeah.
And you have to go like, who is she, like, who is who is he, who are, like, all these people, and you have to be like, cool, yeah, 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 it has to suit all of them. And that is hard, and that's, I cannot recommend that challenge to many people. No, but yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I think I've really handled it, and that's, yeah, yeah, like, I'm actually happy with it, which is not normal.
Really?
Or me, nah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm harsh on myself quite heavily, so, but right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a good show, and it's a lot of fun, and it's messy, yeah, yeah.
And
it is a mess, just, again, for the fifth time, mess, but fun.
And this is your second political show this year. There was Burn Her earlier in the year at Q, which was a fantastic show. I really, really loved that.
Thanks, mate.
Did that inform the writing of this in any way?
I wrote that show like in 2016, actually.
Oh, right.
And I wrote this show kind of from like March through to like yesterday, really. It kind of helped in like finding out like, like people like have, it's like I'm a hunger for this. It's like kind of stuff. And it's huge.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing heaps of like TV or like plays about it. So I was like, okay, well, it's just have this then, and let's have this social / not social thing, and it's just feed that hunger, and let's make it not hunger and satisfactory. I don't know.
Yeah, because obviously I'm assuming you have no experience in politics.
Zero. So I know nothing about politics.
So how do you write about politics?
Because it's humans, right? Mm. And if you know humans, then in theory, so you know how humans think, feel, and talk, and you can like kind of like infer that that's how they will act in this situation, right? And it's just that. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a good ear for how people like exist and think and feel, and that is it makes it much easier to just be like, and it's like he knows everything about everything. It's like no, I could just no, it's just this specific skill I have, and that's just how it's like how we all think and talk and feel and express ourselves.
And Jacinda has Jacinda read it or just seen the script?
I know she's seen, like front of the script, and she hasn't read it. No.
Is she going to watch it?
She seemed excited about it, and she seemed keen for it. So I hope so. I hope she comes. And it's both. I think it's understanding of her as a prime minister. Mm. And it's not easy on her. No, but it's not harsh on it. It's a fair show, I think, on her and her role as the leader of this messy country.
Yeah. And I know you have some sort of second degree connection to Winston Peters through one of the actors in Burn Her. Mm. Is Winston going to come?
he didn't see Burn Her, which I know for a fact. Since I'm a talker. Can't imagine he would come. There's another politician who is in the show who is also famous, and I think he might come. Cool. To sit an ACT MP.
Ah.
It's the only ACT MP, so
I feel like he would definitely come.
So I hope that he comes.
That's cool.
It's nice to him, and it takes him seriously. It's a human being, which I think a lot of the commentary around him has not taken him seriously.
Yeah.
I find him a genuinely really fascinating person who is also problematic, potentially. But, so he is in the show.
That's
and
cool.
It's been such a cool thing, like, writing him and just being like,
I can imagine.
He's a person, and he's a human. He, like, has his own feelings. He has his own philosophies, and trying to have him just sit in a show of, like, such scale has been really fun and challenging. Since I don't actually know him at all.
I went to a barbecue at his house about a year ago, and it was a fascinating experience. He played the guitar and sang to me, and we got very drunk and then went to the Paul McCartney concert together.
That is a story. That is such an epic story. He strikes me as just like a genuinely nice guy who is maybe a little bit socially unaware, which I think is actually like a really good thing for someone in his jobs. Sometimes he's just like, oh cool, hey man, what's up. It's like, this is not the social situation for that, but that's fine.
And I like how he doesn't have a persona, really. He is himself in all situations.
He's exactly that kind of like, he's like the guy, this is a bit mean. No, it's fine. He's a nice guy who is the leader of a party which has policies which I don't particularly agree with, which is fine.
Do you think you could have written a show as interesting 10 years ago, or is it this era we live in where politics is particularly fascinating and messy and strange around the world?
I hadn't thought of that. That's a very good question.
I just wonder if a show like this could have come out in the Obama, John Key kind of era, and or if it would have just not worked.
I think that it would have been a much sillier and funnier show in like 08, 09, 010. Yeah, yeah, it's not how you say it, but such a scary time, and it's such like a like volatile public scandal ridden, and it's that's scandal every day.
Yeah,
like scandal is coming out every day of this.
It's a fun time to be in the media.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. It's also hectic as hell. Yes. Like it's it's been nuts at the spin-off.
Well, I'd like to be a TV editor, to be honest, at this time, rather than a politics editor.
Oh yes, It's been it's been fun, but no, but it's also just been, oh my god, like this is. This is all happening live, and this is all happening right now. No, but like, I don't think anybody could have written this kind of a show in like 08, 09. Because like, we weren't really feeling like, okay, well, I was not as present of like a scary era then. And it's very kind of, oh no, no, this is like the end times potentially. And how do we handle it emotionally and philosophically? And how are we actually handling how this is a time of change and a time of like massive, massive change, hopefully.
Mm.
Yeah, that is an incredibly rambling answer. I'm sorry.
It answered the question. It's all good. What's next for you? Is there something else in the near future, in the distant future that you're working on that you can talk about?
Or? Yes. Oh, wait, can I talk about this?
Well, there's, I mean, that's a tease.
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing you can talk about.
There's another production of A Burn Her, which is happening in Wellington next year. Yeah,
I
can't,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can't say where it is,
yeah,
but it's at a real cool venue, and it'll be big, and it'll be real cool.
I remember when I reviewed Burn Her. It was a good review, by the way. And I remember saying how...
For it, and I...
Oh.
Liked it a lot. Thanks,
that's
man.
That's good. I remember saying in that I thought how cool it would be if that show was on in Wellington.
Yep.
It seems like it needs to be there.
Yes.
So that's very cool.
Yeah. It's happening there next year. Yeah. Like I can't say when or where, but yeah. No, but
that's
it is definitely happening. And I have a show in Auckland Fringe, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So also, it's so unconfirmed, but I'm just being like, no, this is happening. I'm in Auckland Fringe, which is about actresses, and it's about how gay men relate to actresses and how that's a fascinating emotional relationship. And I also have a show in the Wellington Fringe, which is called Say Something Nice, and it's a it's a live art show about just being nice and just like figuring out like how you have to like act upon it and not just feel nice. It has to be an action, like, yeah. And that's what's happening next year for me. And then I also work full-time at the spin-off,
of course,
plug.
And last, we haven't even talked about when the show's on, where you can get tickets, all of that. This is your chance to plug.
Jacinda is on November 14th through to the 29th, is it?
I think so.
I actually don't know.
Well, at least we know when it opens.
Exactly, yeah.
That's when people need to go.
It opens on the 14th at the Basement at 7 o'clock, and you can get tickets from Basement Theatre and iTicket.
Awesome.
And come see it, because it's a fun time. I had so much fun writing it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.